Alrighty, Shane Park.
Okay. Good morning. I need you all to be able to see me. Can you see me?
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Come forward, come forward. Come on, folks. No, you can stay on the mat. Alright, I'm going to tell you a story today, but I need people to help me act it out.
Me.
So, let's see.
I'm not good at acting.
Okay.
I'm not good at standing.
Okay. You want to be up right, stand here. Your name is going to be Saul, also known as Paul.
Saul.
Okay. You want to come forward, Eva? Okay. You're going to be one of the folks that are going to be with Saul. Okay. And let's see. I need somebody else that's going to be with Saul. All right, then. We got another person. Perfect. Okay. Caitlin. One more person. I need one more person.
We need a boy.
Oh, yeah, we need a boy. Okay. We need a boy. Okay. All right, Ethan, you know what happens when you point to somebody else?
No.
You're going to learn the hard way.
Okay.
I need one more boy. All right, I need a boy. Who wants to come forward? It's an easy part. You're going to do a healing. Okay, Jacoby, come on forward. Okay. Now, Jacoby, you are going to go right back. See, this is Mr. Mike here, and he's holding Maddie. So you're going to stand back there near him. Okay? Okay. And you are going to be Saul. Okay? Oh, nice teeth. Okay. And, Evan, you are going to be one of Saul's friends, and you're going to be another one of Saul's friends. Okay. So you guys are... Here's how the story goes. So, there was a man named Saul. Saul, raise your hand. And he was a man who was he was very righteous, and he believed that, okay, Helen, you're going to help. Perfect. Okay. And he believed that that Jesus did not rise from the dead. He believed that that was true. Sorry. That's for right now, he believed that, okay? Saul's very upset right here. But Saul, just for right now. And so he said, well, everybody who believes that, okay, because he was a very righteous Jewish man, everybody who believes that, I think I need to have them arrested and thrown in jail. So he went to the head priest, and he asked for papers to be able to do that. So we're going to just pretend right now that Derek is the head priest. Derek, just pretend like you're going to give papers to Saul. All right, so you got your papers. You're carrying your papers. Perfect. And you take two of your friends, and you are going to Damascus, okay? And Damascus is a city, and you're going to go and arrest the people who believe in Jesus. So I want you to go walking around that way. All right, friends, go with him. Go with him. Come walking around. Come walking around. Come back this way, Saul. Okay, come back this way. And all of a sudden, boom, lightning strikes you. Lightning. And like lightning in your eyes. It goes like this in your eyes. You're blinded. You're like, oh my gosh. And you fall to the ground. You can fall gracefully to the ground. Okay. And on the ground. You got to be on the ground. Okay. Cover your eyes. You can't see. And you say, who is that, Lord? Who is that, Lord? I don't know if you heard that. And it said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my people? And you say, is that you, Lord?
Is that you?
Saul, I want you to stop persecuting my people. Got it. Oh, you didn't get it that fast.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, so now, friends, you are going to help Saul, who's now blind, to go to Damascus. Okay, so friends, don't abandon Saul here. Saul, you can't see. So you can't see. Close your eyes. You can't see. Friends, help Saul. Help Saul. Bring Saul to Damascus. Okay. All right. So we're going to help. And Saul is going to come here. All right. Close your eyes, Saul. Go down on the ground. Okay. So you're in a friend's house. You're going to learn more about this story later. And then, all of a sudden, Ananias gets a dream where Jesus comes to Ananias and says, there's a man named Saul. And Ananias says, I know, I'm afraid of that man. Jesus says, don't be afraid. I'm going to change his heart. I'm going to change his heart. No, no, I'm going to change his heart. And you're going to see how he's going to be a different person. And he's not going to hurt any of the people anymore. He's going to help them. So Ananias says, okay, what do you want me to do? And so the Lord says, I want you to go to where he is. So Ananias comes forward.
Come forward, Ananias. Come forward, Ananias.
And you are going to lay your hands on the eyes of Saul, who's blind. Close your eyes. And all of a sudden you can see. What do you say? I can see.
I can see.
Oh my gosh, this is the Lord who did this. This is the Lord who did this. Yes. And you know what? You, Ananias, used to say that Jesus changed your name from Saul to Paul. And you are now going to be called Paul. And you are going to tell everybody about Jesus. He says, really? Oh my goodness. So, Paul, you're now Paul. Stand up, Paul. You say, I want to be baptized. Yes, you do. And so you are baptized so everyone will know that Jesus sent you and that you believe that Jesus is God risen for all of us. And then you go, and you know how many books you write? You know how many letters you write?
A bunch.
Oh, a bunch, yeah, at least 13. So, and that's the story of how Saul became Paul. And so that's the story of how someone who once didn't believe now believes in Jesus. Isn't that amazing how it just happened like that? Does that happen all the time?
No.
So sometimes it takes a while, doesn't it?
Yes.
For our hearts to change. Yes. So you are going to learn more about St. Paul, and you are going to make little St. Paul so that you can tell the story to your family. Okay? Okay, so let's say a prayer together. Gracious Lord, thank you for changing the heart of Saul so that he is now preaching and telling everyone all about you. And change my heart, Lord, that I can also be like St. Paul and tell everyone about who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, that was really good. It's tough to do a drama with lit candles, but you guys did an awesome job. Thank you. Thank you, and you're going to hear more about that story later.